بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to grant us the sincere intentions. Please listen carefully to the following examples of kufr, blasphemy, ridda, which takes the person out of Islam if uttered. One must return to al-Islam immediately by saying the shahadatain after leaving out the kufr belief, saying, or doing. Examples of the first category of apostasy, that is the apostate beliefs, are having the doubt in the existence of Allah, His oneness, non-resemblance to creation, or having doubt in the truthfulness of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or His message, such as if he doubted whether or not he was the Messenger of Allah, or having the doubt in the Qur'an, whether or not it is from Allah or from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or having doubt in the Day of Judgment, whether or not it will happen, or having the doubt in Paradise and Hell, that is, in their existence in the hereafter, or having the doubt in reward and punishment, that is, in their existence in the hereafter, or having the doubt in similar matters upon which there has been scholarly consensus, ijma', among the Muslims. Believing the world is eternal by kind and elements, as some philosophers said, or by kind only, as said by other philosophers, and Ibn Taymiyyah followed them in this misguidance. Renouncing one or more of the 13 attributes of Allah Ta'ala, which are known by consensus that He is attributed with, such as Him knowing about everything, or having power, hearing, sight, life, or will. Ascribing to Allah what does not befit Him by consensus, such as being a body, that is, for one to believe that Allah is a body that has length, width, and depth. Also, it is blasphemous to attribute to Allah powerlessness, ignorance, and death, because it is belying the religion. Legitimating what is by consensus and commonly known among the Muslims to be unlawful, haram, such as adultery and fornication, zina, sodomy, liwat, killing of a Muslim, qatl, unjustly, stealing, sariqah, and taking money of others unjustly, ghasb. However, if the person was a new Muslim who did not know the prohibition of these matters and said about them that they were permissible, then one does not commit blasphemy. Deeming unlawful, haram, what is by consensus and commonly known among the Muslims to be lawful, halal, while knowing that, such as selling and marriage, whoever deemed them forbidden, blasphemes. Renouncing the obligation of the matters which are by consensus and commonly known among the Muslims to be obligatory, such as the 5 obligatory prayers, or one of their prostrations, the obligation of zakah, fasting, sawm of Ramadan, pilgrimage, hajj, and ablution, wudu. Whoever believes any of these matters to not be obligatory, blasphemes. Deeming obligatory the matters which are by consensus and commonly known among the Muslims not to be obligatory, such as deeming obligatory the addition of 1 rak'ah to the 2 rak'ahs of the obligatory dawn prayer. Renouncing the rewardability of what is by consensus and all Muslims know is rewardable, obligatory, or recommended, such as renouncing the recommended sunnahs of the obligatory prayers, rawatib, and witr. intending to blaspheme in the future, such as if one intends to blaspheme the following day, or in a month, or a year, or more, then one blasphemes immediately. Intending to do any of the aforementioned blasphemous matters, hesitating whether or not to blaspheme, such as if one said in one's heart, should I or should I not do the blasphemy? Then one blasphemes immediately, but not the mere involuntary thought of it. It does not invalidate the faith, such as if something that renounces the existence of Allah occurred to one involuntarily while believing the truth with certainty, then one does not blaspheme, because the involuntary thought does not contradict the certainty. Denying the companionship of our master Abu Bakr, may Allah raise his rank, because this belies his companionship stated explicitly in the Quran. Denying the message of whomever is recognized by all Muslims as a messenger or a prophet, such as Adam, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them, and may Allah raise their ranks. Renouncing out of stubbornness a letter of the Quran, which is of it by consensus, that is, renouncing it while knowing that it is a letter of the Quran. Adding out of stubbornness a letter to the Quran, which is by consensus not of it, that is, adding it while knowing that it is not a letter of the Quran. However, whoever adds it out of ignorance does not blaspheme. Belying a messenger or ascribing an unbefitting attribute to him, whether it is related to his physical features, manners, or conditions. Making a messenger's name diminutive, such as calling Musa, Moses, Muwaisa, it means little Musa, with the purpose of degrading or insulting him. Believing in the possibility of the prophethood of someone after our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is to believe that it is possible for revelation to come down on a person who was not chosen as a prophet before Prophet Muhammad. The second category of apostasy is the apostate actions, such as prostrating to an idol, which is whatever is worshipped other than Allah, whether it was made of stone, wood, or otherwise, or prostrating to the sun, whether or not out of worshipping them, that is, prostrating to an idol or the sun is blasphemy in all cases, regardless of the intention, or prostrating to a human out of worshipping him, like the prostration of some ignorant people to some fake Sufi sheikh out of worshipping them. However, if this prostration is not out of worshipping them, such as prostrating to salute them only, then it is not blasphemous but sinful in the laws of our master Muhammad. It was permissible to prostrate out of salutation in the previous laws of the prophets. The third category of apostasy is the apostate sayings. We will continue them, inshallah, in our upcoming session. May Allah protect us from blasphemy and ridda, and may Allah keep us steadfast on the sunnah of the Prophet, and Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.